Namaste. I wanted to talk today about something that happened for me quite often in my own self-inquiry journey. And this is the feeling of being, or the experience of being blocked, of getting stuck in the inquiry. So at each point, as I was investigating some question, some self-inquiry question, I'd noticed this kind of feeling of hitting a wall, a sense of, I just don't know. And it's not the sort of open freedom of, I don't really know anything to be true, of the self. It was a real frustrated, desperate, blocked feeling of, I can't go any further here, some kind of sense like that. When you notice this in your own inquiry, you'll come up against it several times. The feeling that this is as far as I've ever gone in my inquiry, and I've experienced this, but I can never quite seem to get any deeper, that type of thing. And maybe another sense that this is what I'm experiencing in my inquiry, but it's not, I can't get the final seeing. I can't get to some deep enough recognition to really begin to change my life. So when this feeling comes up, some sense of being blocked, stuck, not being able to go any further, some obstacle. I can't seem to prove that I don't have any edges. I can't seem to find where I stop. I can't seem to prove that I'm formless, or something where, whatever it is in particular, where you feel that's it. I can't go any further now. I'm stuck. It's just to notice and sort of take a breath in that moment, if you can, that this is where we're hitting the edge of where your mind can go. So your mind will try to think about things and find its way through something, a problem, an investigation, a self-inquiry question, through thinking and through remembering what it's seen before, what we've known before. So every time we come up against going deeper into our inquiry, we'll hit this kind of, I've got to stop here. I can't go any further. I can't know any more than this. Can't find this out. I can't really find out that I'm the source of the universe. Can you sort of sense that feeling inside? Something says, yeah, but can't really go any further than that. It's just recognizing that this is the limit of the mind and not your limit. And just trying to remember that here is as far as my mind can go. So there might be a sense of feeling blocked, lost, not knowing how to progress forward from here, because we're so used to, as human beings, accessing our mind for information about everything, which is, of course, okay in the world, relative world of form. But here in self-inquiry, we've got to begin to recognize this wall when we hit it and go, that's just my mind, where my mind has to stop here. And that what I really am can find this, go further, can go deeper into this. And you don't have to know how to do that in that moment. Just to recognize this is not my limitation here. This is the mind, and it's okay. I can just stay with this question. So if I'm trying to find out that I don't have any edges, trying to prove that to myself, I can't find where my beingness stops. Or if I'm trying to prove in my inquiry that I can't find a separate someone when I actually look, and I can't quite seem to do that, just to notice, this is what I would like to recognize. This is what I would like to understand. This is what I would like to prove experientially. There's also a feeling that I can't, I'm blocked. I just don't get it, or frustration, confusion. Those are all signs that you're hitting as far as your mind can go. And then you just relax with the question, then, if you can. Okay, this is somewhere I've never been before in my inquiry, and that's okay. I don't need to strive for it. I'm just going to relax. I had to learn myself to relax here. That just to, because I couldn't see a way forward, didn't mean there wasn't one. Kind of like walking with your eyes closed for a little minute. Not that I'm suggesting you do that, of course, but just because I can't immediately see how to move forward with my inquiry doesn't mean there isn't a way. As I relax more, then what's going to happen is I'm going to begin to just spontaneously have insights as to how to move forward. And I'll find myself deepening in my seeing in that moment. So this feeling of being blocked or stuck is, it happened to me every single time I would reach this edge of where I'd been before in my inquiry, what I had already seen. And then just this sense that I can't go any further. This is as far as I go. And sometimes before I realized, I would just give up my inquiry there. You know, I wouldn't go any further because I didn't think that I could. But then I began to understand that inquiry is a constantly deepening thing all the time. Even for me now, I still hit this edge, this kind of wall in my seeing where I got to last time. And there's this sense that I can't go any further than that, or that that must be all there is to see. And understanding that what's happening here is, it's just some old sense of being limited. Okay, I can just stay with this. There must be more for me to see, and I don't need to strive hard. I'm just going to sit here for a couple of minutes, see what happens. If nothing comes in this particular session, that's okay. Maybe it'll just come after I finish myself inquiring, I'm driving somewhere or I'm watching something on the telly, you know, and I'm just chatting with someone and I'm listening to satsang. Suddenly this insight comes spontaneously, just kind of, it just happens. And something relaxes inside. So you'll notice this feeling, and you'll notice it's very, very common. Everyone has it. Doesn't mean you're doing inquiry wrong. It just means that we're so used to kind of accessing our mind to give us information about things like this that we have to kind of unhook ourselves from that tendency, from accepting our mind's limitations. You're not a finite, limited being. So any knowledge of what you actually are, what the universe is, what an atom is, what the cosmos itself is, what Krishna is, what this emotion is, or this being, or my body, any of that, any knowledge that you're looking for experientially has to be available to you. If we don't believe that we can be blocked, there is nothing other than you to block you. We're just not used to thinking that way, are we? We're used to having to get some outside reference or somebody else to tell us, or a book, or referencing our mind. Inquiry is kind of going deeper, the process of relaxing and going deeper within your own self, recognizing that your own self has all the answers you need. But to access them, we might have to move beyond ideas of limitation and finiteness. There is nothing that can be blocked from you, because you are everything. You are the source of the universe. You're infinitely powerful. Just shaking off this old habit of thinking ourselves to be something disempowered, finite, limited, separate, all of that. And you'll notice this actually in your direct experience when you're doing the inquiry. This is as far as I can go, this feeling. Okay, and now I'm going to go further. Whatever that looks like, I have no clue and I don't need to know. I'll just kind of wait for it to happen. And not sitting there waiting, but you know, you can if you want to, of course, but move about your day, enjoy your day, notice every now and again this feeling of I'm stuck, this is as far as I go. Every day now in my inquiry, I experience a little moment of this. Can't really see any further than this. This is as far as I can see. And then I just, okay, you know, and meh, you know, and then something will deepen, something will reveal itself. That feeling may never stop or disappear, that you're limited, you can't go any further. You'll just begin to recognize it quicker and you won't push against it. And you certainly won't believe it and allow it to stop you from seeing deeper. We've all had a lot of time in earthly bodies coming and going to practice thinking as a separate limited being. And now we're kind of practicing thinking as an unlimited, infinite self. Can anything actually block me here from seeing like the sages see? And maybe this is how the sages came to see what they've seen, because of this recognition that nothing can be withheld from me. I've just believed the real passion because I've experienced it, which has fortified this belief that something can block me. this belief that your ordinary, average, everyday person cannot suddenly see the secrets of the entire universe. You know, I'm just this woman from Batley. You know, my brain said, how am I going to see what the sages have seen? You know, I'm not sitting in a forest or a cave or a mountaintop. I'm just in my house. You know, how does that work? So you notice this feeling. Now, of course, I'm emphasizing it just to kind of explore it, but and help you recognize it within your own self. See it, meh, not so true for me now. And then watch what happens from there. And just learning to think more like your original, formless, infinite self. When I want to see something, it cannot be hidden from me. And it doesn't matter if it shows up right now that I'm asking a question, or 5 minutes later with a cup of tea, or 10 hours later, or I have some dream at nighttime, or I suddenly wake up tomorrow morning just knowing, or somebody says something to me, another Sangha member, and suddenly, oh, you know, there's this aha moment, or I read something in a book, whichever way it comes, something will come like that, won't it? I've all experienced that many, many times. So relaxing, chilling out when we hit that edge, that kind of edge of where we've been before. Relaxing, knowing that's not really limiting us. Allowing inquiry to just unfold for you, not striving hard. Thank you. Namaste.